Previously on Barefoot Boys, after a 3-0 victory against Middlesex for a place in the finals, Mohun Bagan did the unthinkable. They beat the East Yorkshire Regiment and became the first Indian team to win the IFA Shield. Central Calcutta was awash in maroon and green, the unofficial dress code for, well, everyone. The Barefoot Boys had gone toe-to-toe with teams of booted Britishers, and they had triumphed. It wasn't Diwali, but the lights were out in full display. The city, which had worn a look of pale gloom in the years after partition, underwent a radical transformation. The farthest corners were illuminated and people rushed onto the streets, forming a procession within minutes, screaming, chanting, clapping. The procession ended at Club Secretary Sailendranath Bose's house in Shambajar, where there was a public banquet that went on till the wee hours of the morning. The Adi Arya Saraswat Samaj staged an open show of their contemporary theatre performance, Visma Vijaya, in honour of the club. Visma Vijaya, conquerors of the world. And the conquerors, the immortal 11 of Mohun Bagan, handled the presentation ceremony with grace. From Luminary, this is Barefoot Boys, a podcast about an Indian football team that went toe-to-toe with the British and against all odds emerged as a national symbol. A symbol that told a country fighting for independence, we can win. I'm Konkona Sen Sharma.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Morning arrived and everybody grabbed newspapers to see what the thinkers and writers were saying. No one had quite managed, said one newspaper, to break the white man's stranglehold like Bagan did yesterday. Journalists drew parallels between Bagan and the armed struggles that had engulfed Bengal in the previous few years. Others were more direct, connecting Mohun Bagan's success as the Congress's failures. For example, this is how Bashumuti, a Bengali daily, put it.
In a country where union takes place only to dissolve, where repulsion is more powerful than attraction, you have been able to knit together so many hearts.
Ganin Mullik in the Amrita Bazar Patrika suggested that Mohun Bagan's victory should have given the imperial government conclusive proof of the Bengalis' physical fitness and suitability for military service.
We hope that the incident which we have observed today in such detail will lead the government to revise their estimate of Indian capacity. The skill, physical fitness, discipline, courage, and organization required in these sports are also held to be the essentials of active military service, and it is illogical in the extreme to hold that those who shine in the one line will hopelessly fail in the other.
In response, the statements correspondent...
Agriculture calls for the assistance of trained minds and healthy bodies, and it will be strange if young men who have undergone the stimulating discipline of football and cricket do not feel the attraction of the career offered by farming and other industries which demand physical strength and endurance.
But Mullik didn't take this lying down.
we cannot help suppressing a smile at the proposal of the statesman that Indians, including, we believe, the Mohun Bagan team, who have undergone the stimulating discipline of football and cricket, should take to agriculture. Do English youths who distinguish themselves on the playground ultimately turn to agriculturalists? And then, where will the millions of Indian peasants go to earn their bread if they are ousted from their occupation by superior men like trained and educated Indian youth?
Manushi, a Bengali magazine, published a poem in honor of the victory. জেগেছে আজ দেশের ছেলে, পথে লোকের ভিড়, অন্তপুরে ফুটল হাসি বঙ্গ রূপসীর, গোল দিয়েছে গোড়ার ডালে বাঙালির আজ জিত, আকাশ ছেয়ে উঠেছে উধাও উন্মাদনের গীত, আজিকার এই বিজয় বাণী ভুলবে না কো দেশ, সাবাস সাবাস মোহনবাগান খেলেছো ভাই বেশ। The sons of the soil have awoken, the streets are crowded. The women have broken out in smiles. We've scored against the whites, it's a triumph of the Bengalis. The air is filled with songs of rejoicing. The motherland will never forget today's victory. Hail, hail, Mohun Bagan, you have played very well. And this wasn't all. This was an Indian victory, made obvious by the fact that Muslims celebrated it, with no reserve, no tension. As the procession headed to the Thonthonia Kalibadi, the Muslim brethren of Calcutta joined in as well. The Musalman wrote that,
although Mohun Bagan was a team composed of Bengali Hindus, the jubilation in the wake of its success was universal. It was felt by Hindus, Christians and Mohammedans alike. In fact, members of the Muslim sporting club were almost crazy with joy. They could be found running and shouting and rolling on the ground in excitement on the victory of their Hindu brethren.
Apart from sharing the joy and solidarity of the time, all this press coverage had a side effect. It gave Indian sports journalism a shot in the arm. Regular columns covering matches of several sports became the norm. The commercial fraternity, like the journalist one, also cashed in. Suddenly, every establishment wanted to associate with the Bagan name. The Standard Cycle Company distributed half-tone photographs of the team on July 31st, 2 days later. Sports goods firm Messrs. S. Roy & Co. slashed the price of footballs by two-thirds, from Rs. 12 to Rs. 4, to encourage young footballers. This was arguably the first time Indian sportspersons began to be seen as commercially marketable superstars. At one point, the great National Theatre in Calcutta even used the win to advertise their latest production, Bajirao. Mohun Bagan was inundated with invitations, proposals, offers. The Times of India invited the club to Bombay for a friendly match between Bagan and the Harwood League champions. Another proposal touted the idea of a Mohun Bagan Challenge Shield. Yet another suggested renaming a park in North Calcutta. The fan mail increased to such a level that the honorary secretary was forced to use the media to put his and the club's official position out to the public. His statement in The Statesman, a deliberate choice of newspaper, I imagine, reads,
"It is the decision of the management of the club that it is not desirable to make a fuss over last Saturday's success, as the club in general and the players in particular look upon it as the result of practice and study of the science of the game under the guidance and with the help of their numerous friends, both European and Indian."
A very gracious sentiment. It would have been great if it had been reciprocated. But as far as the British were concerned, they could not afford a further threat to their perceived superiority, either on the field or off it. Beyond football, Bengali nationalism had swelled to such a degree that the British had seriously begun considering moving the capital from Calcutta to Delhi. And in football, it seemed like things were rosy. Both Mohun Bagan and Aryans were admitted into the Calcutta League, the second division of the IFA in 1914. Then a year later, Bagan was promoted to the top division. Aryans got there in 1916. But suddenly, it was one too many Bengali clubs in the top division. So, sneakily, the British-run Indian Football Association capped the number at two. Despite Kumartuli Club qualifying 3 years in a row, despite them being the second club to make it to an IFA Shield final, they weren't allowed into the top division. The Aryans and Kumartuli Club were Bagan's biggest club rivals in the 1910s. And then came another, the Mariners' most bitter rivalry.
But then East Bengal, Mohun Bagan are two cornerstone of success of Indian football.
This is famous football historian Gautam Roy.
East Bengal, Mohun Bagan, one over 130 years and one over 100 years have survived. While many clubs, football clubs in India itself, like Mahindra's, Hyderabad Police and other teams from the north have all vanquished. They have survived because they have a strong support base. One, the origin from of the name, the other from their rivalry.
But wait, so far in our story, it was Mohun Bagan who had enjoyed the support of a massive fan base. When did East Bengal enter the picture? July 28, 1920. Jorabagan Club is about to face Mohun Bagan in the final of the Kuch Bihar Cup. Sailesh Basu has made a reputation for himself as a star halfback. On the eve of the match, Basu is excluded from the squad due to his East Bengal ethnicity. He complains to the club's VP, Suresh Chaudhary, who is also from East Bengal. Both men exit Jorabagan and form the East Bengal club as a badge of honour, a red and gold signal of their identity, which would play a huge part during the 1947 partition. And East Bengal weren't the only team which had its destiny rewritten in 1947. You remember Mohammedan Sporting, formed in 1889? They had muddled through the next few decades until the 1930s arrived, and with it, a Sailendranath Bose-type figure for them, C.A. Aziz. Aziz was the first professional manager of the club, and he recruited like a boss, the best Muslim players from across the country.
Like players like Juma Khan, Bachi Khan, Usman from the north. Then they had players like Rahim Rahmat and Hafiz Rashid, which turned it completely. And they got promoted in 1933. And they are the only team, Mohammedan Sporting, in the very first year of its promotion, 1934, they won the Calcutta League. They had a fierce team and they won and then went on to win it for 5 years in a row.
And it was around this time that Mohammedan Sporting gave identity, hope and power to millions of Muslims, much like Mohun Bagan for Hindus and East Bengal for people from that region. From now on, no one could speak of the big two of Calcutta football. The 1930s and 40s would be about the big three. And then came 1947.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Here's veteran sports journalist Jaideep Basu.
See, Mohun Sporting great goalkeeper Usman Jan. Usman, Mohun Sporting great goalkeeper of the 30s. You know, he was from Delhi.
And once partition happens, Usman Jan leaves the country.
He is the first captain of Pakistan also. In the history of Pakistan football, when Pakistan played its first international match, it was a friendly against Iran. That was Pakistan's first international match. He was Pakistan captain. In 1948.
Gautam Roy adds,
after independence, most of these players went away to Pakistan or other places and they didn't have the same. They had for another 8 to 10 years, but then they suddenly, I think they lost the patronage and others, and they are now as considered as the number three team.
Partition might have caused Mohammedan sporting to fade away, but it had quite the opposite effect on Mohun Bagan. At the time of independence, the Mariners were the strongest squad in all of Indian football. Dr. Thalimarin Ao, the man who captained the Indian team at the 1948 London Olympics, was a Mariner. In 1954, Sailin Manna captained a Bagan team that would win both the Calcutta League and the IFA Shield. Shubimol Chunni Goswami holds the Indian record for the highest goals scored at Mohun Bagan. Baichang Bhutia, Shishir Ghosh, Subhash Bhomik and Sham Thapa all trail behind this Kishore Ganj native. Jarnail Singh's stint at the club lasted 8 years and he holds the distinction of being the only Indian footballer to captain the Asian All-Star team. But what about today? Where is Mohun Bagan today? Today, it's merged with Atletico de Kolkata or ATK, one of the franchises of the Indian Super League. It's called ATK Mohun Bagan. Fans welcome the merger and the investment, but the association has been rocky due to the presence of the letters ATK in front of the club's name. Here's where the debate stands. Mohun Bagan possesses and stands for a rich culture and heritage. ATK's corporate presence compromises that, dilutes it. The question remains, is there any middle ground? Here's Joydeep Basu.
So I would rather prefer a system like Germany, where you can where a corporate can buy only 49% of the club shares and 51% will remain with the management and the fans. So they also have a huge say in the running of the club. So that I'm talking about checks and balances.
A question of balance. But then it's always been a question of balance for Bagan, hasn't it? On the field or off. Whether learning how to balance on slippery, slushy fields or learning how to balance ambition and patience. Finding the right balance in the team, in a strategy for a game. Walking the tightrope between being the conquered and the conquerors. Between victory and defeat. Between the fervor of football and the fire of freedom. What a journey it has been so far for the Mohun Bagan Club. And now that we're at the very end of this journey, I'm left wondering about that one thing that defines Bagan, for me. A lot of this particular story has been about the present. But let's take one last trip back to the year that you and I have now become obsessed with, 1911. The year of the Barefoot Boys, the Omur Akadosh, the Immortal 11. I don't know how true the story is, but like all great and enduring myths, what matters is how it makes you feel. It seems that our favourite Reverend, Sudhir Chatterjee, was returning to the dressing room after winning the final when an old man walked up to him. Tugging on Sudhir's sleeve, he said, "You have conquered this one," pointing at the gigantic IFE shield. Then, shading his eyes with his hands, he turned and pointed at something far away. "But when are you conquering that one?" He was pointing at the Union Jack, the symbol of British dominance, fluttering on the ramparts of Fort William across the Maidan. Chatterjee smiled. He thought for a moment and replied, "The next time we win the shield." In the following years till Indian independence, Bagan made it to the IFA finals three times. In 1923, they lost to the Calcutta Football Club. In 1940, they were beaten by the Aryans. In 1945, they were beaten by who else but East Bengal. After 1911, the next time Mohun Bagan lifted the IFA shield was in 1947. Barefoot Boys is a Luminary original podcast produced by Rainshine Entertainment, and you've been listening to me, Konkona Sen Sharma. Gaurav Vaz is our executive producer. Vivek Madan is our director and script supervisor. Barefoot Boys is based on original research by Shankhudeep Sengupta and Vikram Shah. Our writing team was led by Vivek Madan, Vikram Shah and Archana Nathan, who wrote these episodes along with Shankhudeep Sengupta, Nevin Thomas, Orko Bhattacharya and Amal Shias. We recorded the podcast at Island City Studios with Asher Balsara. Sachi Rajadhaksh is our sound designer and audio producer, and Ayan Dee mixed and mastered these episodes. And most of all, thanks to the Omor Akadosh, 11 men who did the impossible, who taught a country to dream and for a brief moment showed us what freedom felt like long before we were free.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.